Shamati 14. What is the exaltedness of the Creator? The Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the Romemut of the Creator. A, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It's called Romemut, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man. Meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. B. The greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. 2. Only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut of the Creator. Question. In what states should one go above reason? Rav. Why above reason? Question. In what states? Rav. Otherwise he won't feel the spiritual world. Question. When he doesn't know what to do? Rav. Meaning, to believe like different believers teach us to believe. He can't. And actually, what he wants is for the Creator to give him the opportunity to feel the presence of the Creator. And then he'll be able to do everything. Question. Should it be a constant plea? Rav. Yes. Constant. So, what we want is to feel the presence of the Creator next to us all the time? Yeah?
No.
Question. Where did the friends come into this process? Rav. Friends? He comes closer to the friends and uses his connection with them, to them, mutually, so that from this mutuality, each of them has a desire and a yearning and the strength for the Creator more than just somebody has by himself. And this is how they all enjoy coming closer to the Creator. Question. Today on the lesson, you gave the entire world clean exercise to see the friend as if he's already in Gmar Tikkun. To see each friend in the 10 that he is already in Gmar Tikkun, as if he's there. Rav, yeah? Question. What does it mean? What do you expect to see?
Rav,
to see that he is 100% in the realization of the Torah and Mitzvot and keeping them. And then when they all look each other this way, then everyone can enjoy being in it. Each provides for the others his small power of faith, but together it's sufficient for each of them. And when it seems to me the opposite, that I look at friends and I don't see that they're in Gmar Tikkun.
Rab,
if you don't see, then you don't get what you need. Question. So to imagine it to myself, to tell myself that they're there, even though that I don't see it? Rob, it's the same. To imagine that they're already there, it's the same as them being there. Question. And this action where I imagine that they are, how does that bring me closer to a reality, to that reality? Rob, just like you imagine it. Question. And the power of imagination is in man's ability to depict it to himself? Rav, yeah? Question. And if I see a gap, I look at the friend and I see that he's a total egoist in my eyes. I don't see him at the end of correction. What do I do then?
Rav,
if you come closer to him and there are other friends around you that come closer to him, and everyone makes an effort so that all of you are in connection and a complete connection between yourselves and with the Creator, and you want the end of correction, then you reach it. Not immediately, but over a short period of time. Question. This kind of action draws upon us light? Rav, of course. Question. So, if we as a 10 do this exercise now that we want to see ourselves in the end of correction connected with the Creator, Rav, question. This kind of effort that we make can really lead us to that reality, Rav, yes? Question. And that, to a certain extent, is faith above reason?
Ken.
Rav, yeah? Question. How do I look at a friend, I see that he is an egoist. How? Through that, through my corrupted vision, I see that he's corrected. How do I do it? Rav, you need to make an effort. Question. What am I supposed to see instead of his entire ego?
Rav,
imagine to yourself that the friend is in the end of correction, and that's how all the rest of the friends around you are too, and you want to be adhered to them in that same state like they're in. Question. So, the end of correction, it's connection, it's love, it's what, Rav, yeah? This is what you need to depict to yourself. Question, that's one man and one heart, that we're adhered to the Creator, that's the depiction. That's the picture. Rav, yeah? Question. In what states does a person need to say, okay, now I need to go above reason? Rav, to imagine to himself that what's happening now, this is what's going on. I don't know how to put it. Question, but that's within reason. I depict, where's the faith above reason?
Rav,
that you overcome your own reason and want for it to be and imagine all of your friends in it. And you're trying to see this degree in them. And you hold yourself, you keep yourself that way. Then you, together with them, start to feel above reason. Question. But if I'm not in the end of correction and I don't know what that is, I don't feel it. Rock, doesn't matter. You need to do it. Question. To imagine? Rav, what is imagination? Imagination, okay. Question. To see that they feel good, that...
Rav,
not only that they enjoy how good things are. You want to be in the same state that they're in. In complete connection between yourselves and the Creator. Try to do that a few times. And everything that you feel in life. And you'll see how you and that start to bring the Creator closer to you. Take Shamati and what it says there about faith above reason and read it. Question. A person that works above reason, he knows that he's going above reason? Rav, usually yes. Question. So what exactly is above reason? How do I know that what I did was above reason?
Rav,
that in every given moment in life, what you do it within reason. Question. That's within reason. But what is above reason? Rav, that you want to rise to such a perception of reality where it's not your mind, your intellect that works, but your adhesion to the Creator. Question. So where is man in all of this?
Rav,
you are that point that adheres you to the Creator. Question. So the decisions they're based on, can I be adhered to the Creator? That's how you decide?
Rav,
no, you already decided that that's what you want. That's it? Question. But there's a situation. How do you know your response is above reason, without thinking, without activating your mind? Rav, no, without thinking, that's impossible. Question, that's why I don't understand where the reason is. Rav, that's why it's called above reason. That within your reason, you arrange the actions for them to be above reason. But the reason, it remains. And you need to go above reason. Question. So, what follows is that you're always in a kind of conflict. The reason resists. It sees things differently. And above reason, you understand that you have to because that's the purpose. That's the adhesion. Rav, yeah? Question. So this is like your kli, your ability to, Rav, your ability to be above your own reason, that is above reason. There are no explanations to it. Obviously, you're for years in this depiction already. Question. When is a person willing or ready? When is he ready to be in faith above reason, to exist in faith above reason?
Rob,
I don't know when. It depends on the point in the heart. Question. What's the thing that stands most in the way of the point in the heart to reach above reason? Rav, one's sense of self? Question. So what do you do about your sense of self? It's me. Rav, annul it. Annul him. Question. A person reaches above reason, or the environment brings him to above reason? No, it's all arranged by the Creator, both for him and the environment. Question. When a person goes above reason, then does his reason suffer?
Rav,
you can't say. He feels that he is going above his own reason. Question. If there is the friend's reason and my own reason, and I accept his reason and give up my own, is that called above reason? Rav, you wanted it. You made a calculation that he's more correct, that it's worthwhile. Question. No, I think that I'm right. Rav, if you are sure that you're right, student, I'm 100% that I'm right. Rav, and you wish to accept his reason over your own. Student, for a higher goal. Rav, for a higher goal, then you make calculation. Student, it's not above reason. Rav, no. Question. Who manages the reason itself? Rav, there's no one besides the Creator. Question. And so who controls me? The sense of self, Rav. Also him, it's all one force that dwells and arranges everything. Question, what's the condition for me to coerce my own reason to perform an action that is above it? If the Creator is the one who controls the reason, then there's me that forces my reason to annul itself and perform an action above it, above itself. Yeah. So this I is then the Creator's partner. Rob, yeah, you decide, and by that you become the Creator's partner.